from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, I want to continue the conversation from yesterday a little bit when we talked about how the future is really bright for the Giants and their farm system is improving, and they're going to have a bunch of freed up money in the next couple of years. And so this is going to become more of a blank slate for a top front office that includes Farhan Zaidi and Scott Harris, a front office I would have more confidence in than most around the game. And finally, they're going to be able to shape this roster fully in their own vision instead of having all these holdovers from the Bobby Evans and Brian Sabian era. So I want to continue that conversation and also talk about a couple of articles on NBC Sports Bay Area. One in which Farhan Zaidi talks about why the Giants targeted Kevin Gausman and Drew Smyly. I think that's super interesting. And then we also need to talk about Giants prospects and Baseball America's top 100 list coming out yesterday. Very exciting rankings for the Giants. And then some quotes also from NBC Sports Bay Area talking about how the Giants will plan to be aggressive with their prospects moving forward. So a lot to squeeze in, but I just want to start with continuing the conversation from yesterday. So the way I want to continue discussing this topic is to address an idea and a belief that I have seen quite a bit this offseason. And that belief and mindset is that somehow this new front office led by Farhan Zaidi and now Scott Harris is somehow less committed to winning in the short term than the old front office. There seems to be this overwhelming sentiment that they're now not caring about, you know, the 2019 season, the 2020 season, and they're just kicking the can down the road to future years where they'll plan to contend, and that this is somehow a big area where they can be criticized, and it's somehow a departure from the strategy of the old regime. So what I don't understand about that argument is that the old regime may have tried to give the illusion that they were going to compete every year, but what were the results in the most recent seasons when they were still here? There was 2017 when they went 64-98, and there was 2018 when they went 73-89. So that's a combined 137-187, 50 games below 500 over the two most recent seasons that they were at the helm. So I just can't wrap my head around the argument that somehow the Farhan Zaidi-led Giants are like intentionally losing compared to the old front office, or that they're not trying to win as soon as possible in the old front office was. The old front office was trying its hardest to win in those two seasons, yet the team was unwatchable and bad. And so for my money, the 2019 team was actually way more entertaining and had a better chance of being competitive than the previous couple of years. I know in 2018, you know, they brought in Longoria and McCutchen, and McCutchen alone gave them a lift, but it wasn't enough. And once they traded him, that team had no legs to stand on. So the idea that somehow things are different now and that they're not trying to win short term anymore doesn't make sense. And if you look at those rosters, my goodness, the 17-18 rosters, they had no depth, no young talent, tons of expensive and declining players. And I would say in 2019, they finally did get some young talent, some cheap talent, and they were able to move on from some of their old and expensive and declining players like Mark Melancon and get prospects in return, bring in Mauricio Dubon, bring in Mike Yastrzemski, bring in Alex Dickerson. Steven Vogt was a nice signing. Donovan Solano, Trevor Gott, you know, and all these guys were acquired for next to nothing. And so when the Giants finally start flexing their financial power, imagine the type of talent that they'll be able to bring in then. I will also point out that during 2019, they played their best baseball in years in the middle of the season. They had their first winning month since 2016. They went 19-6 in July, and they got their playoff odds up to around 10%, which is more than a lot of teams could say last year. Farhan Zaidi's stated goal last year and this year is to play meaningful baseball as deep into the season as possible. And I have come to the conclusion that a lot of people simply don't believe him and think that's a disingenuous statement. But from where I'm standing, that's exactly what they've done, and that's what they did last year. The decision to hold on to Bumgarner and Smith at the deadline a little bit demonstrated that. Farhan Zaidi has been public about how he was conflicted about what to do at the deadline. But around the industry, and from my own perspective as well, they did a tremendous job kind of towing the line between staying competitive and giving that group a chance, which is what people wanted. It's what the clubhouse wanted. It's what Bochy wanted and potentially deserved in his last season as manager. And yet they still brought in pieces for the future with Mauricio Dubon, Jalen Davis, several other prospects, including Tristan Beck and a bunch of other guys in the Sam Dyson trade. I think maybe the one big thing they could have done and was potentially a missed opportunity was not trading Will Smith. I think Madison Bumgarner didn't have as much trade value as people might have thought. But still, I can't fault what they did. They kept the team intact to the point where they could be competitive if they continued to play well, but they also brought in pieces for the future. So to me, that's 100% sticking to what he said, which was that the goal was to play meaningful baseball as deep into the season as possible, while continuing to build for the future and make sure that it's sustained success. If and when they start to have success, it's not going to be just one season and then it all falls apart. So anyway, just that whole idea is wrong. So anyway, that's what they're going to do this year as well. They're trying to put the best possible team out there, but they're not going to make any moves that set them up poorly in the future. Like, you're not going to massively overpay for a player that at the end of the contract, it's going to hurt you. But at the same time, if they can bring someone in and they feel like it'll be a fair value at the end of the deal, they're going to make that move to improve immediately and in the long term. And I also think we're underrating some of the signings they've made, like Kevin Gausman and Drew Smyly, who we're going to talk about in the second half of the show, because we have actual quotes from Farhan Zaidi. So we'll talk about them, and we'll talk about this top prospects list. So that's all coming up next, but first, this spring, follow your favorite baseball teams to Arizona for Cactus League spring training. Amazing weather and landscapes, exciting outdoor adventure, incredible food. Arizona is the perfect home base for baseball fans. 10 stadiums, 15 MLB teams, 75 degree temperatures. All 10 stadiums are in Greater Phoenix within 50 miles. Arizona is known for its incredible landscapes and thrilling outdoor adventures. Hiking, biking, jeep tours, hot air balloons, skydiving, or just taking a sunset. No matter what you love to do, Arizona has you covered. It's also very family friendly. If you're bringing the kids along, Arizona is a fantastic destination for families, with family-friendly resorts and hotels that offer plenty of fun for kids of all ages, from water parks to horseback rides to games and activities. Plan your spring training getaway now at visitarizona.com/springtraining. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about the Baseball America Top 100 list. It's an exciting one for the Giants, and then we have some quotes from Farhan Zaidi talking about their plan for their prospects this season and in the future. So if you haven't seen the list, the most exciting thing about it is that Giants' 18-year-old shortstop prospect Marco Luciano is rated by Baseball America as the 19th best prospect in all of baseball at age 18. I mean, it's highly unusual, and you only really see that from guys who have the potential to be future number one prospect in the game type players. And we heard earlier in the offseason from Fangraphs, when they did their Giants, you know, their evaluation of the Giants farm system, that if Marco Luciano continues on the path he's on and improves his defense, this time next year, they may be calling him the best prospect in all of baseball. So this aggressive ranking by Baseball America is another ringing endorsement of Luciano. So also coming in on Baseball America's top 100 is Joey Bart at number 32 and Elliot Ramos at number 63. So that's kind of the lower end of where you'll see Bart. We've seen him in the teens elsewhere, definitely in the 20s elsewhere. So these are all subjective. Baseball America, I guess, count them as kind of the low publication on Joey Bart, but that's still a very solid ranking for Bart. But Dalton Johnson of NBC Sports Bay Area reported on a phone conversation Farhan Zaidi had on KNBR, and he talked about the likelihood of Bart and Ramos debuting in MLB this season. And he said, quote, "I don't think it's out of the question. And that's one thing that we tried to do this past year. We had a lot of guys make their debut. We moved guys aggressively through the system. I think that not only creates excitement through the fans and people at the major league level, but for the players themselves. Promoting guys aggressively and rewarding performance, rewarding guys addressing areas of weakness that have been pointed out to them as things they need to address, that's a real positive. I expect us to continue on that path in 2020. So, of course, Luciano at 18 is not going to probably make his major league debut this season. I think he may end up in San Jose by the end of the year, which could put him on track for a 2021 debut, maybe at the earliest, but maybe more realistically 2022. That being said, he's quickly climbing up the ranks and may very well soon be considered one of the top, if not the top, prospect in all of baseball. So that's exciting. I think people are going to continue to realize that exciting things are happening here for the Giants, and they have a lot of high draft picks in the upcoming draft, which is considered by most to be deeper than usual. So they have their normal picks plus a couple of comp picks for losing Bumgarner and Smith, to whom they offered the qualifying offer, and those players signed with other teams. So after another draft and after another trading deadline where they can continue to add young talent, I just have a feeling that the Giants farm system is quickly going to be one of the top in baseball. Certainly could be a top 10 system unanimously by the end of the year. So finally, I want to talk about Farhan Zaidi's comments about Kevin Gausman and Drew Smyly and why he thinks they're a good fit for the Giants. So in another article by Dalton Johnson, he's quoting Farhan Zaidi, who recently did a podcast with Larry Kruger on KNBR. He said, quote, what we're looking for is guys that bring flexibility to the pitching staff. So these are both guys who have been good starters at times in their careers. They've also both pitched in relief, and I think both guys have the potential to be impact relievers if they wind up in that role. We see both guys starting in the rotation, but just the fact that they can transition from one role to another and impact the team in different ways. We've obviously got some young starting pitchers, guys like Tyler Beede and Logan Webb, who may not start the year at the big league level, but certainly we see making starts for us. Guys that have that kind of flexibility were really appealing to us as we look at different pitching options on the market. Speaking about Kevin Gausman, Zaidi said he believes he could be an elite ninth inning arm. Quote, I think he could be at some point this year. He wants the opportunity to start and have room in the rotation, at least to start the year. And with some of those younger guys, I think we do want to manage their workloads a little bit. So this is very similar to kind of what happened with Drew Pomeranz. But I do think that especially Kevin Gausman offers more upside than what Pomeranz was likely to contribute. Gausman has been a good starter pretty much most of his career, but in the bullpen, especially last year with Cincinnati, he was elite. And so I totally believe what Farhan is saying here, that Gausman could be an elite ninth inning guy if they move him to the pen. So just like with Pomeranz, if it doesn't work out in the rotation, they'll move him to the bullpen and they should be able to get a haul at the deadline for an elite reliever like they think Gausman could be. So it's kind of a win-win for the Giants here. And it's something that a lot of people overlook, their ability to target and acquire guys who have upside and at the very least probably could be dominant relievers if needed. So I'm very optimistic that that will transpire, whether they have a good season in the rotation or not. I think at least then they'll move to the bullpen and be very strong. So anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember to get this show every weekday. You need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to do our weekly installment of the Giants mailbag. So check me out on Twitter at Ben Caspick and look out for the prompt at some point today. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.